Welcome back to the Navigating Your Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and we've spent the last 2 weeks talking about and comparing Clifton Strengths to other assessments. But the question I often hear is, are assessments even really necessary for leaders to build high-performing teams? Well, of course, my answer is a big shouting out loud, yes, but that's my opinion. And I want you to form your own opinion based on some facts and information that you are going to learn today inside of this episode of the Navigating Your Leadership Podcast. But before we get started, I just want to ask you to please stay to the end of this entire episode because I have a very special announcement. And you are not going to want to miss this announcement if you want to create high-performing and happier teams in 2022. Because you know what? We're only 2 months away from the clock turning over to that new year. Hallelujah, right? So if you want to just create some dynamic changes in the new year, make sure, again, you stay to the very end of today's podcast where you get a sneak peek at some details on what's coming starting November 9th. All right, let's get started on today's episode. Welcome to the Navigating Your Leadership Podcast, where we are changing the wave of the future. Like it or not, the world has changed, and as an exceptional leader, you have to change with it or risk being left behind. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you navigate this new leadership style. Inside the podcast, you'll discover what your team really wants and needs from you, how to tap into your God-given talents, how to increase your productivity with a strengths-based team, and how to realign with your North Star to truly enjoy your work and your life. This podcast will inspire and empower you today so you can elevate your influence into the future. If you're ready to step out of your comfort zone, then untie those dock lines and jump on board as we begin navigating your leadership. Okay, so let's go back. That question again is, are assessments really necessary for leaders to build high-performing teams? And I want to dive into some information for you today so that you can form your own answer to that question. You know, as I already shared, of course, I say yes, or I wouldn't be doing this business, right? But let's dive into some facts about things. And first, I'm going to talk to you as the leader, and then we're going to talk about why assessments are necessary to build that high-performing team. So as a leader, assessments help you understand how you operate at your best. They show you what you need every single day so that you can show up as your best every single day. When you dive into really understanding who you are, and a lot of that is done through assessments, because we could sit here and I could give you some questions to ponder and journal, and you'll come up with some pretty good stuff. But until you do the really good, viable assessments like Clifton Strengths and even Enneagram and DISC that we've been talking about, or Myers-Briggs we'll be talking about in a couple of weeks, they help identify what and how you operate. Clifton Strengths helps you see how you naturally think, feel, and behave. And what happens if we just give you questions to journal about or to ponder over? You miss things. Because especially when it comes to our strengths, sometimes we're just so close to things that we don't recognize them as a talent, as a strength, as an advantage. We only look at the surface. But when you take the time to really dive into some of these assessments, especially the ones that are accredited, you will see things that you missed. You'll start to understand qualities about you and, again, how you think, feel, and behave because of how you answered simple questions, questions that have been created to tap into the right answers or the answers that show you who you are. So again, these assessments help you understand how you operate at your best and how to show up every day doing what you do best. Assessments can also help you define your own style as a leader, and one that works with your talents and strengths, because each style looks different. And if you've been trying to model a mentor, maybe somebody you've worked with, maybe it was your former CEO or boss that you admired, maybe it's somebody you follow on a podcast, maybe it's somebody you've read their books, and you're trying to model your leadership style based on how they do things, you're setting yourself up for possible failure, because their strengths and talents may look totally different than yours. So when we embrace, we discover, we learn who we are at our best, then we can create our own unique leadership style. And when you do that, it allows you to let go of what you are not and embrace what you are. I want to share a story with you on what happened to me when I truly discovered my strengths as a leader. And as many of you know, if you follow me, it was at a workshop in 2019 that all the light bulbs went off for the Clifton Strengths Assessment and what it meant to me. And as I really dug in and studied and got coached and mentored on my strengths, I received some great advice. And my mentor, my coach really showed me or told me that to really create a space, a safe space for me to show up at my best with my team, they gave me some words to say. And this is basically what I said to my team. I said to them that if you need, that this is who I am. And I laid out my top 5-10 strengths and what they meant to them and how they helped them as a team member succeed. And I said, this is who I am. And if you need this, this, or this from me, I am your girl. I am here to show up and give you that all day long. I'm high futuristic. So I told them, if you need vision casting, I can help you with that. If you need strategies, I can help you with that. If you're ready to go from great to excellent, I can help you with that. And I shared my strengths and how I use those strengths to help them. But then I also said, but if you're looking for this, this, or this, things that are in my lower talents, things that I am not able to do, and I shared them with them, things that people have been asking me to help them with that I always struggled with, or that I got frustrated when they asked me to do those things. And let me tell you, when I had that honest, real conversation with my team about who I was and who I wasn't, it released guilt. It released so much guilt for me because I no longer felt like I had to provide things that I just was not capable of, or if I was capable of, it just exhausted me and frustrated me to have to do that for them. But here's the other thing it did. It helped my team because it empowered them to, one, have that same conversation back with me or with their peers on who they were and who they weren't. And it also released the expectations they had put on me to be the end-all person for everything. And they saw that I was human. And I think it gave them that source of like, oh, she can't do everything. And if I can embrace my strengths, I can become a great leader myself. And it also enabled and gave space to the people on my team who were good at the things that I was not good at or the things that exhausted me. It gave them a place to step up and to use their talents and strengths to fill the gap where I couldn't. So it was such a freeing conversation. And that is one of the best things that came out of me really knowing my talents and strengths when I was building my network marketing business. And I really do feel like that simple conversation was one of the things that propelled us to have one of our best years ever. So as a leader, Absolutely. I believe that assessments can help you not only know yourself better, but also share who you really are at your best with your team members. So let's talk about that question. Are assessments really necessary for leaders to build high-performing teams? Let's look at how assessments can help you build and develop that high-performing team. Because here's the thing. Today's employees and team members, they want and need personal and professional development opportunities. They are craving opportunities to discover who they are at their best. They thrive on these types of workshops and trainings where they uncover their best and get coached on it, not just a superficial level, but really go deeper for them. They also want a place to develop their strengths versus working on weaknesses. And when you use assessments like Clifton Strengths to discover their strengths, that gives them a place to start working on. It gives you a conversation to have with them on how they can work in their areas of strengths and delegate, navigate whatever they need to partner up with areas of lesser talent. It also helps the leader, the boss, the manager, it helps them see that that person cares about them as a unique individual. The more we use assessments to really identify how, again, somebody thinks, feels, and behaves, what are their drivers, what makes them feel empowered, what makes them feel excited to show up, we can use that to help guide them and help them see that they are a unique individual and that you respect them for their individual talents. And the last thing I'm going to share today, I could go on and on and on, honestly, about the benefits of using assessments to create a high-performing team. But the last one I want to share today is that team members today want a job with a purpose that is relevant to them. And one of the only ways to really understand what's relevant and what matters to your team is through assessments, because they may not even know how to verbalize it to you. They may not know how to verbalize it to themselves, but the more they spend time really taking the assessments, diving into what it means, discovering who they are at their best, discovering their own value system, that will help you understand them not only as that person, but also what is important to them. Again, what motivates them to work? What are their values? And doing the assessments is the fastest way to really understand all those things about your team members. It cuts through the chase, basically. So I ask you, are they important to do assessments to create a high-performing team? All right, if you're still not convinced, let me share a few more things with you. According to Gallup, today's employees are looking for more than just a paycheck. They want an employer who can offer them purpose, growth, and the ability to use their talents on a daily basis. 60% of employees say the ability to do what they do best in a role is very important to them. And again, how do they or you as a leader know what their best is and what is the best role for them? Through assessments like Clifton Strengths. A few other benefits is assessments of any type, but especially, you know, I'm most familiar with Clifton Strengths, gives you a common language to use. And it helps create respect and understanding of differences, differences in how we think, feel, and behave. And again, if those aren't reasons enough, a strength-based approach has been proven to help teams experience up to 72% lower turnover. And that, my friends, right now is an epidemic challenge we have going on. Turnovers are greater than ever right now. And if you want to be able to not just attract the best of the best onto your team, but to keep them on your team, You need to be able to provide the things that they truly want. And one is doing what they do best every day and feeling understood and valued and having opportunity to develop. And all of that can be done through the power of assessments if they are used correctly. So we're going to wrap this part up, but I want to ask you one more time, pose the question to you, are assessments really necessary for leaders to build high performing teams? Message me and let me know your thoughts. Okay, hold on, because again, I'm going to give you a special announcement here in just a minute. But before we get into our special announcement, I do want to let you know what's upcoming in the Navigating Your Leadership podcast. So next week, we are going to do a special, continue the series on assessments, where I have a special surprise guest coming on, and we're going to talk about how leadership and assessments has helped this person in their career. And then we have one more series after that on a comparison of how CliftonStrengths compares to the Myers-Briggs assessment. And that's coming up in 2 weeks. So as always, thanks for listening to the show. But again, don't click off yet. We have that special announcement coming up. Hey, thanks for continuing to listen for the special announcement. So, as I already kind of alluded to, it has just been a crazy year. And time has just flown by, at least for me and my family. I mean, there have been ups and downs and ins and outs. And even just the whole month of October has been a lot of letting go. Yeah, I'm not going to get into all that. That's a whole nother show. But it's just been a weird year, as we all know, right? It's been a weird 18 months. And here we are, 2 months away until the end of 2021. And for many of us, that's not necessarily a sad thing, right? It feels like the last couple of years, we're like, oh, we just got to get to the new year. It's got to get better. It's got to get better. It's got to get better. And I really do feel like 2022 can be a year of unbelievable growth for teams, for CEOs, for leaders, for entrepreneurs, for those who are willing and ready to embrace the new changes, the new norm, because there is a new norm. And if you're still waiting for things to get back to quote unquote normal, it's not happening. Okay. This is your wake up call. It's not happening. This is the new normal. And you know what? It's not all bad. There have been some really great changes that have come out of COVID, and people are embracing those changes, or let me say, the ones who are embracing those changes are feeling major growth. And that's what I want for you in 2022. And maybe you've already experienced some great growth in 2021. Then this masterclass that I'm about to release to you is going to just propel you to amazing heights in 2022. So I want you to imagine for a moment with me, imagine what it will feel like to step into 2022 feeling extremely confident in your own skills as a leader. Imagine feeling so aligned with who you are, what your strengths are, and how to use them. You know you are no longer going to waste any talents God blessed you with. You know what they are, and you are not afraid to let them be seen. You are no longer going to play small to appease others. Imagine all that, and then imagine knowing in the deepest part of your being that you are about to step into the best year of your life. Because you know, without a shadow of a doubt, you are where you belong. What would starting the year off with that kind of energy do for you in 2022? Now imagine having that confidence and a solid plan that will help create an environment where your team is engaged, energized, and motivated to perform at their highest level. Imagine an environment that not only keeps your best team members engaged and highly productive, but starts to attract A-plus type team players to your team. What would an environment where people are excited and happy to work for the common good of the team feel like to you? Imagine that you've created a team that respects and encourages each player to be their best and use their own talents to shine every day. A team that you are proud to work with. A team that is self-sufficient and runs like a well-oiled machine, even when you are not there. Can you say take a real vacation and time freedom for everyone, including you? Does this sound good? Are you ready to create it instead of just imagining it? If so, I would invite you to join me for a 6-week journey where you will discover what it takes to be that type of leader and to create high-performing and happy teams in 2022. During our 6 weeks of this master class, you're going to discover goal setting that really works and why the traditional way of goal setting hasn't perhaps worked for you in the past. You're also going to learn how to truly tap into your own talents to become the leader you've been called to be. We'll look at what it takes to create a strengths-based culture and team. We'll look at the 6 core elements to attract and keep the best of the best team members. And here's a hint, it's not bigger paychecks today that's attracting the right team members. How to create a strengths-based plan around these 6 elements for 2022 to have your happiest and most productive year ever. And finally, we will look at how to create happy team members who create happy customers to ultimately affect your bottom line, which is what we want, right? So who is this for? Well, first, let's talk about who it is not for. So this is not for you if you think there is a shortage of great people wanting to work. It's not for you if you still think carrots and sticks, aka baubles and prizes, work to create results. It's not for you if you're waiting for things to return to normal and then get back to business as usual. It's not for you if you're looking for someone or something to blame for the state of your business or our world. And it's not for you if you're not open to embracing a new positive strengths-based culture. And finally, it's not for you if you think a good paycheck should equal a good employee. Now, it is for you if you are shaking your head to all those things and agreeing that, oh, that's totally not true anymore or ever. But you are one of these three at one of these three places in your life right now. Perhaps you are a new, what I call accidental leader. That's an entrepreneur or business owner who started a business over the past few years, and all of a sudden they realize like, oh, I now have to lead a team to keep my business running smoothly. And you know you're good at what you do, but you haven't ever really embraced tapping into leadership skills and training. I call those people our accidental leaders. This is also for you if you are a network marketing leader who is ready to step into your next level with ease. You've enjoyed success, but that success is starting to take a toll on your personal life and maybe your self-esteem. And honestly, it's just taking way too much time. And you're ready to look for that path that is smoother and will go swifter, help you move swiftly to your next level. This is for you if that describes you right now. This is also going to be for you if you are a CEO, a founder, or a manager in any industry who understands the old way of motivating a team is broken. You know that you are ready to adjust your sales so that you can adjust your sales, S-A-L-E-S. And you want to create a strengths-based organization. You want to attract and keep the best team members in a world where people are leaving jobs at an extremely high rate. So if this describes you and you're ready for those changes, then I would invite you to reserve your spot today. Space is very limited. This is going to be on Zoom. It's very interactive. You get me live. This is not a pre-recorded course. Now, of course, if you can't join us live, you will get the recording. But this is going to be an engaging group, an engaging course. So click the link below. You can read up on all the details and get yourself registered. And if you're like me, you're like, well, how much does it cost, Sherry? And you want to know what it is. Well, I am so proud to say that this whole 6-week session masterclass is just a low $297. And honestly, I could have charged way above that. I thought about $997, and I know if I'd asked my coach, she would have told me to do that. And on, you know, if you did one-on-one coaching with me for this amount of time, it's over $2,000. And then I thought $497 sounds good. But then I got this nudge and this prompting, and I like to think of it, it was a nudge from God that said $297. And I kept hearing $297. Because here's the thing, I want to help as many leaders as possible step into 2022. I know it's been a rough 18 months. And I want to help as many people as possible, but I had to charge enough that those who say yes are willing to invest in themselves and in their future, because it's not for everyone. And I don't want everyone in this group. So space is limited to just 25. And again, if you can't make the sessions live, the recordings will be available. And actually, you'll have a lifetime access to the recordings. And here's another thing. If you love one-on-one feedback, brainstorming, and you want that individualized coaching, you can upgrade to a VIP spot, which are very limited, but they are available right now. If you have other questions after you look at all the details, please feel free to email me. Also, tune into my Facebook page, Sherry Miter Co. Coming up this week, all 5 days, I'm going to share little nuggets of what we will be diving into during the masterclass. But your best year is ahead of you. And if you're ready to get a jump start on it, make sure you reserve your spot today. I can't wait to see you on the inside. My hope and prayer is that today's episode left you feeling inspired and empowered with some tangible steps to implement today. But honestly, the podcast is just the beginning. Through my coaching, my clients learn how to lean into their strengths to create their unique style of leadership, along with gaining strategies to create dynamic and productive teams. Teams with a mutual passion and respect for each other. Whether you just need a few small course corrections or you feel like you need an entirely new ship to lead, I do love a challenge. I'd love to invite you to send me a DM, or better yet, let's hop on a call and see how we can continue this leadership journey together. The link to book a call is in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you.